Right, so Baruch Hashem, get on with your life. Baruch Hashem. People panosas at stake, not for shoot. Okay. Fine. So we're all waiting for Mashiach. Grat Mashiach. We're not waiting at a bus stop for a plane. You shouldn't be waiting at the bus stop for a bus either, because it might also not come. You don't go on the buses often, do you? Because you can wait for the buses and they also won't come.
Is that a joke or a motion?
No, it's a fact.
It's a fact.
Talking about Mashiach.
Okay, no. Sorry. Let's start again. Start again. Scrat. Okay. Take two. We are on Kuf Mem base. We said that we're not waiting for Mashiach because he's coming to take away all our problems. The genuine anticipation for Mashiach is that we're able to fulfill and actualize our aspirations and our yearning spiritual in order to be able to do what we're supposed to be doing properly without the impediments that get in the way. That's why we're waiting for Mashiach. Okay, let's go one step further. The question we asked right in the beginning, do we really believe that we are worthy to receive Mashiach? As we mentioned, great generations before us were in Zoycha. They also dumb, they also cried, they also yearned, they also wanted. Never came, so what do you want from me? Can we really expect in this generation, or not just this generation, me, where I'm holding in my low level, I'm going to greet Mashiach? That sounds a bit far-fetched. Not because I don't believe Mashiach is going to come. I believe Mashiach is going to come. But I was not waiting for him because I don't really believe he's going to come while I'm around. Let's see. Uchumala kachi, Moshe la'adom, hanivchon besideret mifchanim likrat hashkarosoy likmitzua mesuya. You have a person who's trying to attain a certain degree. He's trying to become a professional, become a doctor, whatever, brain surgeon, whatever. So he goes through a series of examinations. He has to do tests, right? Over the years, he has to do a whole bunch of tests. But generally, the last test is the hardest. The board exam or the bar exam or the final, what's it called? I'm good, thank you. I couldn't wait. Is always the hardest, correct? You can't have the first exam harder than the last one. The last one is the hardest. It contains everything. You want to see, can you really be a brain surgeon? So too, in the Nisoinus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests us with, both the klal and the prat, individual and as a nation. Hanisiyon ha'achron hu akashe mikulo. The final test is going to be harder than all of this. Kach gam muve besvarim akadeshim al nisoyin ha'keda. Mukubolim bring down about the nisoyin of the keda, shayya siri bin nisoyin itself shal Avram Avinu, v'nisoyin ha'kashe mikulo. Avram had 9 tests. And he did pretty well. So what's left? Take your son and kill him. That's a rough one. That's not what the test. The test wasn't there. He was ready to jump into the fire. He was ready to do a lot of things. Shechting Yitzhak wasn't the big problem Avraham Avinu was having. The last test is always the hardest. And by the way, I'm just adding this in myself here. With a poetic license. Is a Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, please stand this test. I'm asking you, please pass this test. Because if not, all the other tests aren't really worth that much. Interesting observation. Just bear that in mind as we go forward. He passed 9 tests. You don't get the 10th one. Jumping into the fire, Lech Lecha. All the Nisoinus Avraham Avinu went, if he didn't pass the Keda, all this would have been pretty irrelevant. What's that about? Let's understand. You suggest whatever you want, but what's it coming to do? What question do you have that you're coming to answer?
No, he was saying he knew what when
Who? Yeah. We're talking about principles. This is relevant. 20 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago. Let's see. I don't know yet. We haven't applied it. We're discussing the principle. I don't know the application of this principle yet. Let's have a look. It always is over a period of time. When? But it took quite a while. It wasn't just 1 second. It was a period of time. Yeah. We don't know what time looked like in those days either. People lived much longer than that. Correct. Could be over 1,000 years also. I don't know. Could be. How long was Chanukah? How long was Purim? No. Yeah, it takes time. Nachon. Okay. Netan Loima. Let's have a look and see what's going on here. Mitzrayim was 210 years. Okay, let's see. Nitan Loimer. Kibashivim Hashonim Achreinim. You have to add on a few extra years, like you said. The 100 years, last 100 years. Klal Yisrael Oimad Bahatzlocha B'Shnei Mifchanim Kashim B'Yosef. Klal Yisrael withstood two very difficult tests. Tafkidenu bedor ze hu la'amid batzlocha gam b'mifchan ha'shlishi. Shekenir ye ha'kashe mikulo. The third one's going to be worse than all of them. Ha'mifchan ha'rishon itrachesh b'shman ha'shoah. The first test was, now listen, this is not cast in cement. You can take this or leave this. Let's see what he says. I'm not asking anybody to agree. He always used to say that. You don't have to agree with what I'm saying. This is just the way I understand the Torah. And reality, Rav Tzadok says a person has to look at the world and learn Torah from that as well. Look at world events and learn Torah from that also. So let's do that a bit. The first test was the Holocaust. Didn't give up their lives as Kiddush Hashem. Mamash like a korban, like Yitzchok. Amandu b'mifchan ha'sofi, ha'mityaches l'chelak. That's the avoider. You know, the world stands on three pillars. Kabonos, Tolisol went into the gas chambers like Kabonos Kadoshim. Amifchan Abacharav Hayalinis Daiti Bizman Kuma Medina with the Kufus Shachareya. The next test, we don't really relate to this because we don't really understand what happened and we weren't really aware of what was going on, Bahakomas Hamadina, when the nation, the state of Israel was founded. It was a mifchan on Torah. There was never a matzah in the entire nation's history where people were proud about their Judaism, menutak from Torah. Dafka menutak from Torah. There was never a thing like that. People kept Torah, they didn't keep Torah. But no one was a proud Jew because he'd managed to get rid of his Torah. This was the founding of the state. The state of Israel was, in Rav Avigdor Miller's words, the most dangerous thing that ever happened to Klal Yisrael. Because you have a situation where Klal Yisrael is now proud of something outside of their Torah. That was the danger. The Kolot Doris Yudish Loya Kesh the Torah, Loya Nechshav Nemuma. A person who had no shaykhs to Torah in the previous generations was considered a low life. Somebody decided to give up his Torah in the past, in the history. We knew what happened to him. He couldn't even live in the town anymore. He's too embarrassed. He had to step out of Klal Yisrael. Who would join the church, Rahman Litzlan, many Misoinis people had. He would live on the outskirts of the town. You've all read your Hasidisha stories about the Moisa who lived out of town. He wasn't part of the nation. He would really become an enemy of the people. That was the way things usually happened. Menuda umushufal. He was considered a low life. You know, in Kuma Medina, come door shall you dim again be yadusom, gam le lo toirev ve lo shmiris mitzvahs. You have an entire nation, entire generation established on the basis of, I'm proud to be Jewish, and that's not a small thing, but because I don't have any shaykhs to Torah mitzvahs. That's something we never had to deal with ever. I'm adding in because he doesn't, but I'm advanced in things. I'm allowed to, whatever. I told you, this is not passing for me. I think Dafka because of that, yes. And I'll explain what I mean. I'll put off the machine. Until a year or two ago, you couldn't talk like this. Well, Akshab ze baru, they've taken off their masks. Now you see exactly what you're doing. We have a new Jew. We don't know what we went through. We don't know what people living here went through. But ask the old people what it was like trying to raise kids in this country for Shomer Torah and mitzvahs was a very big nisoyin. And we lost many people. Married goyim and whatever. It wasn't so posh. We don't talk about the assimilation in this country. A lot of assimilation took place in this country and is taking place. Okay. That was the second big nisoyin, and it wasn't a poshet nisoyin. Not a poshet nisoyin at all. We don't understand what the nisoyin was. The Holocaust nisoyin you can kind of understand because you can picture it. But the spiritual nisoyin that took place here with Kama Medina, we have no way of understanding what that nisoyin was because we weren't here. We don't know what it was, and we don't know how bad the Nisoyin was for people. Holocaust was a physical Nisoyin. They were killing you. You could choose to convert, it wouldn't have helped.
A spiritual one.
Kama Medina was a spiritual Nisoyin. You can intellectually see the ramifications, but very hard to get in touch with it. You don't really understand what the Nisoyin was. And if you do, that's fine. That's not a prerequisite. Not understanding isn't a prerequisite. You understand that, Gevaldik. Okay. It's more covers than I'm happy to talk about it, just not right now. Amanu gam nisoyin ze batzlocha b'syata d'shayin noisonu ne'emonim la'ashem u'l'toyrosoy ba'oisim medina. Boch Hashem, we understood that nisoyin very well. We just have to look around and see. Baruch Hashem, I came in yeshivas. Benini Moistus, Torah, V'kola Torah, Me'adeh, V'bata Midroshus, V'bata Knesios. Finally, an empty base midrash to go in Beit Shemesh in the morning. The enormous, enormous miracle. Few rare individuals got up and saved Klal Yisrael. Numazos, Hatzionis, Atzmonelem, Zvoylechis. Zionism in its true sense doesn't exist anymore. Come down to the Negev, I'll show you. It doesn't exist. There's nothing left there. Zionism, the Zionist dream, who has a dream to know what they have? It's over. Nigma. If you don't know, then you don't know. It's okay. Although they're not it doesn't exist anymore. I'm not going to go into all the miserable facts, but that this would be a Jewish land for the Jewish people, the ideology of Zionism doesn't exist anymore. Have you been up north lately? You've been down south lately? Okay, so go and have a look with your eyes open. And tell me, where's the Jewish state in the north and where's the Jewish state in the south? Stavok is a little kibbutz surrounded by a bunch of Arabs. They're all kayam as an ideology, but they'll tell you. I'm not saying this, I'm not anti-Zionist, I'm the biggest Zionist. I live here. I'm the biggest Zionist. I believe in the ingathering of the exiles. I'm just saying, their dream, the secular state, okay, that is going to be a century for the Jews. More Jews have died here since the founding of the state than anywhere else in the world. There's plenty to talk about. But it's a very sensitive subject, and it may lead to controversy. I'm a peaceful kind of guy, so I don't want to go there. But anybody whose eyes are half open understands what's going on in the world today. Anybody who travels overseas, travels in the world, knows that Israelis are not the most popular tourists in the world today. Hotels would rather not have Israelis in their hotels. I'm not talking about the older people that go. I'm talking about the whatever. That's not our mifchan, so let's not worry about it too much, although it is fascinating. What's our mifchan? We don't have to deal with the Holocaust, and we don't have to deal with the founding of the states and the whole tumult that took place then and continued to take place. We've got to deal with our nisoin. What's our nisoin? What's our mifchan? Our mifchan is Hashmira al Bechinus Yisroel. Our mission is to maintain what's called Yisroel. Let's have a look. K'muvelil lo mitcholeles k'yom milchama ideologiyah neged shomrei haTorah. There's no ideological war today, kimat, everywhere in the world, against shomrei haTorah. Anybody here had problems getting in to learn this morning? External problem, not internal problem. Look at the Yetzirah. It was a roadblock where you're going to learn Torah, go home. Anybody took a, you know, anybody try to stop you going to daven this morning? You know, they banned Shechita, not yet. We were at Bris Miller the other day. I didn't see anybody hiding in the bunkers. No, it's a pretty, not so hard to keep Torah today. Kimat pekomo koyim niten lakam yeshivas v'kailalim. Afilu somach leKremlin hasovayati niten lakimom. That's not even a chiddush for us anymore. But when it first happened, that was, wow. A yeshiva just opposite Red Square. It's like Hitler Yamach Shmoy sponsoring the first Kollel in Berlin. It's not Shaykh. But yet we see, Baruch Hashem, it's happening. It's a different world today completely to what pre-Holocaust was about. There's no ideology left in the world anymore. The only battle we have today left is the battle against the Taivas HaBehemiyos of the Goyish world. The greatest wisest men of the world are not sitting around trying to work out solutions to the world's problems. The gathering of the wise is for one thing only. The greatest minds in the world are sitting around deciding how to make more things more pleasurable for people that they'll buy our products. How to make new toys, new foods, new things to tickle our nerve endings. How can I live more pleasantly and comfortably in this world? That's what everybody's about. Just look at the advertising. Look at the new inventions. Look what they're producing. Hamitzoyis hagyoinis, the great inventions, shel doreinu mitrachos b'shaila, are all coming to answer one question. How many things can we make that will enable you not to have to leave your seat? How can I get things done quickly so I don't have to work too much? That's the world out there today. This was 20, 30 years ago. No, you have to use your own seichel. You need entertainment. Entertainment, that's become the big game. You can get everything you want on a silver platter without getting out of your chair. With the world in the palm of your hand. People are walking around frustrated, without any satisfaction, without any fulfillment. Just look at the prescriptions for antidepressive drugs, the numbers, especially in the free world. Same thing, all the same thing, all the same thing. Alcohol. When I first came to Eretz Yisrael in 1972, 1977. There was no alcohol stores. He bought a bottle of arak in the Macaulay. That was about as far as it went. There were no pubs. Today there's alcohol warehouses. Warehouses. You know, for Kim, there's a store that just sells alcohol. The pillar option 20 years ago, you never thought of such a thing. And he turns his stock around frighteningly fast. I know the guy well. Frighteningly fast how much he turns, how quickly he turns his stock. Huh? What about Tifa? There's no stores in Tifa. Not because of that. Huh? It's an opportunity. Yeah. I want to get to heaven. I'm trying very hard to get to heaven. No, so in the early days, we blamed it on the Russians. The Chazar stores and the alcohol stores. We blamed the Russians. Big stores. Opening up, selling Chazar all over town. It's not a problem. But we blamed the Russians. We said it. But today, it's not easy to blame the Russians anymore. Okay. But we know that. How much Prozac is sold in America? What happened? That's the freest, most beautiful country in the world. Why is everyone depressed and miserable and taking into the place? People are frustrated and they're not fulfilled. Look at Tzaytim Bechachem, Broichim Leyama, Bidud, Vatayvis, Hamidod, Doros, Miyoim, Leyoim, Adshel, Tachtis. If they go after entertainment, some more sophisticated, some less sophisticated, chasing your tivers, and it's getting worse and worse and worse until we mamash at the bottom. Anashim abdim es hazohut ha'atzmit shalem. People are losing their own independent identities. Nobody knows what they're living for. Anybody here know ma chovos ba'olamai? The megim slave avirat tamei zuchoredes aleinu mashpia oponim ha'machane. So we'll think, what's going to do with me? Was a kashua lie? That's what's going up there. I don't get to Tel Aviv anyway these days, so I'm fine. The law is a lot more spielai. I have a bes midrash, I have a job, I have a family, I have Torah, I have mitzvahs, I have a kodesh baruch hu. The law ani. The problem is we influence very much by what goes on outside of us. There's a Rambam of Furesh, it's in a locker. Teva shel odom lim shoich ochas svivo. We're going to get to that. That's very important. The war today is not against Klal Yisrael. The war today is against the Jew. We'll see.
No idea that we are for the schools. I think if we ask someone, don't keep mixed, if you want to convert to Christian, he will say no. I am Jew. That means
there's a pnimis thing. That's what we're trying to flame. That's what we're trying to wake up, of course. No. Problem is, we're not talking about anybody out there. Like the brisker of one said, Rosh Hashanah. The guys on the beach aren't who Hashem's judging right now. It's us, yeah, that's being judged. We have to think about where we're getting mushpa from this. Avada, we have to stop and think how we help them. Because they're alive still. There is that little pie, that flame that's still burning, and we have to ignite it. And we see that we can ignite it. That's another question. But let's just focus on. No, it's a code of principle. That's how Hashem made the world. If I am you because of you, and you are you because of me, then I'm not I and you not you. But if I'm I because of me, and you are you because of you, then I'm I and you are you. Who said that? Me, the Kotzka. Okay, we don't have time to go into it now, but that's the whole sugya of what it means. B'ni b'chayri Yisrael. Well, one second. We need to be ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon alone. Adam Rishon couldn't turn around and say, I'm influenced by my neighbor. I did it because everyone else did it. In fact, he blew it when Hashem said, did you eat from the tree? He said, yeah, because my wife gave it to me. That was it. There was Ois Adam. That was the end of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon blew it there. Had Adam Rishon turned and said, yes, you're right, I did it. I shouldn't. It would have been fine. We would have done tshuva and it would have been good. Reuven did tshuva as well for what he did, remember? So why did he become the Bechor again? Why did he lose the Bechor? Why did Reuven lost the Bechor when he moved the bed? Yeah? Then he did tshuva. Why didn't he get the Bechor back again? Yosef became the Bechor. What was Yosef ready to be the Bechor? Number one, what is a Bechor? Why is a Bechor of a minor? We called Bnei Bechor in Israel. Well, what's that special about a Bechor? I'll ask you another question. If someone's a Bechor in a family and he dies, so the next person becomes the Bechor? No, the Bechor is the guy who was born first. You only have one person born first. So what it means Hashem took the Bechor away from Reuven and gave it to Yosef? What's going on here? That's your question. That's what you're grappling with, your question. That's what you're dealing with now. No, you asked. The Rambam says, Tevah shel Adam lim shok ochas svivoy. So there the Rambam gives the cure for the problem. Make sure that you know the right svivoy. But more importantly than that, even there, there's a step above that, which the Rambam also talks about, and that if you're not being influenced by anything. That's the Bechor. The mile of a Bechor, the Maharal says, is there's no one to be influenced by because he's the only guy in town. By the time the third kid comes along, whatever's happening in the house is happening. He just kind of fits into the house. As Reb Chaim Brisker said, for the first week of a baby's life, you see the baby. Afterwards, it's just imitation. He's just imitating everything he sees around. He's not him. If I'm I because of you, then I'm not I. I have to be I because of I. Bli shum goyrem acher. Not because everyone else is doing it. If you're doing the right thing and everybody else is doing the right thing, that's gewaldic. But if you're doing the right thing because everyone else is doing the right thing, you're missing the plot completely. That's the sugya you're talking about. It's a fascinating sugya and worth learning. Very much well worth learning. Because you have to get it clear in order to give it over to the next generation. Yeah. Why was Reuven's true and not Makabal? It's a mighty key assignment. Okay, to be continued. A lot of hard work to do that. Huh? Unbelievable. I've never said that. How did Reuven do Tshuva? It's because Yehuda helped him. You got it, so Yehuda. Then you can't be a Bechor. Your tshuva is accepted. Full kapara, mechila, everything. A bechor? Bechor needs to be somebody who is v'yavasa yakov levadoi, uninfluenced by anything that's going on around you. That's the mile of a bechor. You need bechor yisrael. That's what he's dressed to be.
That's why we first called to be the bechor.
Because he's the only one that's good. Yeah, there's no one to influence you.
That was
Yosef. Yosef wasn't influenced by the brothers. They hated him. They ostracized him. He was down in Mitzrayim. He could have done whatever he wanted. No one would have known. If he slept with Asher's Potiphar, who was there to know? The basin would have called him in and said, no. There was no one there. He could have done whatever he wanted. No one would have known any better. So why did he do what he did? Because I am I, because I'm I. Shum goyrem chitzoni. He did the emes mipnei shehu emes. Oh, you're the Bechor. We have to understand, this is sugya. That's the sugya of Rokhav Azoyna. That's the sugya of being lonely. Yeah, it's all one Torah. That's the sugya of being lonely. Okay, remind me to tell you about that as well. Where was Rochav Azoyna's tshuva? Came from the Chalon. The Pishton, the Chalon, and the rope. She said, with these three things I sin, and with these three things I did tshuva. The Gemara Mufresh is in, I don't know, what is Zohar maybe? Huh? About a Zora, maybe, wherever it is, it's in Badly somewhere. Get it? With the Chalon, they used to come through the window because they didn't want to be seen, so they sneaked through the window. That's a side issue. That's not with what you sin. She plied a trade for 40 years. She was a vi amas a tumah in Knaa. They had to get rid of her before they could come into Eretz Israel. Where did the Meraglim go? They went to Beisoyna. We went wild there. Don't look around the country. They went there, they spent one night there, mission accomplished, they went home, and she came back and begat and married Yeshua. And from her came Yecheskel, Yirmiyahu, Chulda, Neviah. Well, what happened that night? And it's because of these three things she sinned, the pishton on the roof where she hid them, and the window on the rope. It's the same window that Yosef had with Yaakov, the exact same window. The Rimi Fana tells us that Rochav Azoyna was a Gilgul of who? And she's Potiphar. And Yeshua was a Gilgul of none other than Yosef. Oh, something going on here. And it's all about Ve'yavasa Yaakov Levado, all the same shit. You can be alone or you can be lonely. We're talking about being alone. The Bechoy is someone who's alone. But you can be lonely. What happens when you're lonely? Okay, that we'll speak about. Everyone's alone.
All alone.